Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am your habit change agent. I am a holistic therapist, a coach, and the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck about a habit that isn't serving you, or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for them or for you, the Habits into Health approach can help you in some new ways. Let's start with this being a 21st century model. I've been saying recently that there's a lot of beliefs out there about motivation and change, and even about how beliefs begin and exist. And frankly, they're out of date, and they just don't fit for everybody today. Rather, all self-defeating habits have hidden layers that block change. And in this show, we focus on making these hidden habits more visible through certain practices and ways that we talk about the habit change process and about change in general. So this works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you're feeling concerned about someone else's patterns, which kind of catalyzes your own patterns. It does all start with you. And throughout, what we do is reinforce a kindness approach to help you move your life in the direction that you want to go. Now, for today's topic, it's part of the exploration we've been doing about the change process. And we've been exploring triggers that lead to the habit that doesn't serve you. Last week, I shared a paradox that trying to deal with your habit directly isn't as effective as working your way towards your goal indirectly. And in this episode, I'll say a little bit more about the benefit of an indirect approach. First, let's take a few moments for our weekly Habits into Health practice. And if you've been here before, you know that the practices we do each week are an opportunity for you to practice an indirect approach to change. If you're new, welcome aboard. This is about teaching yourself through your own experience. We are not about fixing something that's wrong, or even defining that what's going on is wrong, or even trying to cure your unwanted habit. Healing can happen, and that's a side effect of something that's much more fundamental, and that's the ability to influence your own actions. The more you do this, the more you empower yourself to handle whatever life puts in front of you. So right off the bat, this podcast offers you a start by helping you increase your awareness of your own subtle patterns of action and response. And this is a first step in stopping the pain that you're in and taking charge of your life in new ways. Since we are being more clear about working indirectly, let's do a little bit with that. First thing, just find a place in what you call your body, in your physical self. Find a place somewhere where maybe that part of you is speaking to you a little bit more loudly. And it could be through tension and stress, like you might have an ache or a pain somewhere. But it also could be through lightness and energy. Maybe you feel uplifted in your chest, for instance. So you can start wherever you are, but just notice something that is calling attention to you in some part of you. And whatever it is that you're doing there, try to do it a little more in some way that has some meaning to you. Not very much, just enough to notice that you've begun to make a shift. And when you do that, just kind of hold it. Hold that space for a moment. And notice something else that has responded, something else in you. I'll give you an example. Places where we often hold tension are in the neck and the shoulders. So let's say the place that you first noticed was tightness in your shoulder. But when you tighten that a little more, you start to notice a sinking in your chest. So you got two things going. And that's a technicality because there's a lot more going on than just two things, but we're just highlighting those two things. Now you're holding in one place and you notice something else. Well, whatever you're doing in that second place, amplify that a little bit. Amplify means you're going to make it a little bit bigger. So if you're feeling tense, you would tense more. If you're feeling loose, you would loosen more. Now you're holding in two places, yes? Why don't you undo what you did in the first place? So in our example, that would be lessening the tension or lessening the looseness. And then be attentive to what happens in place number two. Did something change there, even though you weren't being attentive to it? Let's try this another way. And this is an exercise that I learned many years ago from one of my teachers, a fellow named Stuart Heller. And he had an exercise called letting go of what you don't need. So let's have you curl your toes. Just curl your toes in some way. And as you do that, notice if there's anything going on upstairs. Belly, shoulders, neck, face. Now you can ask yourself, do you need to do whatever you're doing upstairs in order to curl your toes? Let's find out. Just be attentive to something you're doing upstairs and undo that. Keep your toes curled. Do you need to curl your toes by doing something upstairs? Maybe not. A lot of times what happens, because of course, like the old song goes, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, thigh bone's connected to the hip bone, that we will use one part of ourselves and everything will get involved. So you might practice that a little bit this week. Check that out. Is it possible for you to use yourself in some way, like grabbing or holding onto something? Do you have to tighten in your belly when you do that? This isn't about judgment. It's about developing your awareness and being able to get much more sophisticated in how you recognize self-use. And you might play with this a little bit as you listen to today. Just practice being with yourself as you listen. Because your thoughts are connected to your physical processes. So as you listen, you can notice any muscular activity that occurs just as a practice in itself. Okay, let's shift. First, I like to do a little station identification. We are about halfway through our podcast, so you're listening to Habits into Health. My name is Michael Ann Conley. And it would be really great to hear from you about what works for you and also what I can improve about this podcast. So I've created a survey, and I'd like to know what aspects of this podcast help you the most. Do you like the topics that we cover? The practice session part? How does the music work for you? Are there things you'd like me to address that we haven't covered? Things like that. You can let me know by clicking on the podcast survey link at habitsintohealth.com. And while you're there, if you haven't already read my ebook, you can click the link to check that out. It is called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And if you feel really dragged down or trapped in a habit that won't let you go, then I have developed a system that can help put you back in charge. When you give me your name and address, I'll send you the link to the ebook and you'll get a chance to explore some things that can help you get unstuck. And I'll keep in touch with you with other tips and support and my monthly newsletter. There's a couple of other ways you can keep in touch. And that is, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just go to iTunes.com, enter the iTunes store and search for Habits into Health. Or you can search for my name, Michael Ann Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for habits.into.health. health. And we're on Twitter at HabitsIn2, the number 2, health. HabitsIn, the number 2, and health. Okay, so let's discuss our topic. Did you know that being too focused on getting to your goal can backfire? This is a paradox that very often trying to deal directly with your habit can actually get in your way. In Habits Into Health, we understand there are benefits when you step back and take an indirect approach instead. I realize that this is probably heretical. It's not something that we are used to thinking about or considering. But it's related to what I'm calling the iceberg effect. Habits are not simple behaviors. They are complex structures, and they are built bit by bit, layer by layer, over time. And this is true for all habits, whether they serve you or not, whether you like them or not. In fact, we often develop habitual ways of dealing with life situations that work in some way, and then at another time in life, we find that those developed patterns no longer support our current needs. And then we feel stuck because we don't know how we developed it. We just know that we developed it. For example, you might have developed the habit of being a good girl or a good boy who didn't make trouble. And this protected you from harm, let's say. But as an adult today, being stoic and not speaking up in order to be good is probably unhelpful, especially in a relationship or on the job. Now that sounds pretty straightforward, and I wish it was that simple. Being nice and quiet then was good, but being nice and quiet now is not. What if the habit you're dealing with today is procrastination? And what if it's linked to your good kid pattern? The connection there might not be so obvious. So it's not as simple as we'd like to think. More likely, your version of procrastination will be personal to you and not like the fellow good kid neighbor in the house down the road. And that's why a one-size-fits-all habit change program is so hit and miss. Still, it's easy to see why you'd be pulled toward trying to stop it. We all want, oh, we don't like this and I'm going to stop it. I know that you put a lot of time and energy and attention on your situation. You might not be thinking about it 24/7, but it's always close by, always just around the corner, isn't it? Just ready to pounce. So there's good news in the indirect approach because you don't have to work so hard. You don't have to drive yourself or pressure yourself to handle this. You don't have to work through your past, delve into your childhood trauma, or focus on the story that you tell yourself about your habit. You don't even have to know whether the link between your past and today is obvious or not. Last week, I encouraged you to get yourself into the neighborhood first, just by attending to those trigger points in really easy ways. You just start small, first by being attentive, with intention, whenever you can, on what is occurring right now in the moment. And this is, in fact, what you're doing when you participate in our Habits Into Health practice. As you do the experiential practice, the triggers we talked about last week begin to make themselves more visible because you're being more attentive. Now, you might be like many people who haven't fully realized how much being overtired or sleep-deprived have made you vulnerable to your self-defeating habit. There's an example. You might not recognize that a particular kind of stressful situation is a trigger for you. Your trigger might be a particular feeling that you haven't developed any comfort about. And yet, growing your capacity to feel it will be an incredibly important part of your journey toward managing your troublesome habit. Finding your way to the direction you want to go is often like finding what you need when you're looking for something else. This is not a time to be discouraged. You are getting to your goal, just not as directly as you thought. And as I've said in the past, you want to let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Just because you think something doesn't mean your thoughts are going in the direction that's most helpful to you. So next time, and for the next little bit, I'll be talking about other aspects of the power of working indirectly to reach your goals. For now, it's time to sign off. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. Do you have a habit, or does your habit have you? And it'll help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. You can also find other podcast articles or resources on the website. And do come and fill out my survey. Let me know more about what I can do to help you. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you are in charge of your habits rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining.